Is the human heart really deceitful and desperately wicked? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9, KJV, by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. This verse is often used to support the mistaken idea that the human heart is utterly wicked. This is a doctrine known theologically as total depravity. This concept is fueled by bad translations, such as in the King James Version. However, these words, deceitful and desperately wicked, are simply not accurate translations of the Hebrew text. So, let's investigate. Deceitful. The word used to translate deceitful is the Hebrew akob, H6121. This word can mean crooked in contrast with straight or windy, bumpy, tricky, hard to track. The idea is not deceit, but rather instability, complexity, unpredictability. If a road is said to be crooked, one would not then conclude that it was deceitful, but that it was just windy, not even, not straight. Additionally, it is interesting to note that the Septuagint actually renders the verse differently. The heart is deep beyond all things, desperately wicked. Neither is desperately wicked an accurate translation of the Hebrew text. The word used to translate desperately wicked is a single Hebrew word, anash, HJ 605. This word more properly means sick, frail, weak, incurable. This same Hebrew word is used elsewhere of Job's injury. My wound is incurable. Job 34:6. David's child. It was very sick. 2 Samuel 12:15. Neither of these contexts has anything to do with moral wickedness. Therefore, Jeremiah 17:9 is speaking more about weakness, frailty, mortality. Thus, this verse presents the heart as profound, mysterious, difficult to understand. Therefore, the resulting question of the prophet, who can know it, fits naturally with the idea of the heart being deep. Additionally, ancient Hebrew manuscripts originally had no vowels, allowing different legitimate readings of the same consonants. Because of this, one Hebrew word may be read as sick/weak, or as man/mortal. The Septuagint translators chose readings that emphasized the depth of the human heart, humanity's inability to fully know itself. And the immediate context supports this interpretation. I, Yahweh, search the heart. Jeremiah 17:10. Thus, the focus of the passage is not concerning human wickedness, but God's sole ability to truly know the interworking of the human heart. Hebrews 4:12-13 connects to this same truth, telling us that God's word discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart, with nothing being hidden from him. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Jeremiah 17:9 does not teach total depravity. It teaches the weakness, depth, mystery, and hidden makeup of the human heart. Only God alone can fully search and understand man's inner being. The heart is crooked above all things, and it is mortally ill. Who can know it? I am Yahweh, who investigates the heart. Jeremiah 17:9 10, CVI. The heart is deep beyond all things, and it is the man, and who can know him? I, the Lord, try the hearts. Septuagint. In 1925, regarding Jeremiah 17:9, A. Enoch, 1874 to 1965, wrote, "Another stronghold of those who try to believe in the total depravity of the present human race is Jeremiah 17:9, which in the Authorized Version reads, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Apparently, the translators were determined that something was true about the human heart, which they imagined they saw there, so they just put it there. "The heart of man is desperately wicked," thought they, so this must just be the very thing that Jeremiah was trying to express. The Revised Version tones this down to "desperately sick." The Septuagint says, "The heart is deep, or immense, above all things, man is also. Who will get to know him?" The Jewish American Revised English Version of 1917 has, "It is exceeding weak. Who can know it?" Young renders, "Crooked is the heart above all things, and it is incurable. Who doth know it?" Crooked is an expressive word here, and very suitable. It has the same root as the name Jacob. Desperately wicked, however, must go. It is false. It has no foundation whatever. In Hebrew, it is one word only, which means incurable, very ill, or sick. David's child, by the wife of Uriah, became very sick. 2 Samuel 12:15. Job had said, "My wound is incurable." Job 34:6. Now, David's child had not had enough time to become desperately wicked, nor could Job have said that his wound was the same. Well, do we know that the human heart is incurable and crooked? It is beyond repair or cure. The next year, Knock additionally wrote, "Probably the most quoted passage on the subject of the human heart and its depravity is Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Much has been said about the word deceitful. It has been defined as crooked. It is the verb of the name Jacob. The heart is a Jacob. Perhaps the word tricky would be as near as we can come to it. It describes one who trips up another by the heel. The Septuagint renders it. The heart is deep, beyond all. As there is a close similarity between the Hebrew word deep and the one now in the text, it is possible that deep was the right reading when the Septuagint was translated. It leads very naturally to the question which follows: who can know it? The following phrase is a desperately wicked translation, for there is not the slightest suggestion of wickedness in the word itself or any of its contexts. God is not speaking of man's wickedness here, but of his mortality and frailty. Job said that his wound was incurable, the same word, but it was not wicked, and it was cured. David's infant child was very ill, 2 Samuel 12:15, but it certainly was not desperately wicked. There are two things which make the human heart a problem no one can solve. It is liable to trip, and it is too ill to be depended on. Who can know it? Only the Lord, as the very next verse affirms, "I, Yahweh, do search the heart." We look upon the outside, but the hidden human of the heart is invisible, except to the eye of God. This also is the great prerogative of the Word of God. It is living and active and keener than any two-edged sword, and penetrating up to the parting of soul and spirit, as well as the articulations and marrow, and is a judge of the sentiments and thoughts of the heart. And there is not a creature which is not apparent before it. Now all is naked and bare to the eyes of him to whom we are accountable. Hebrews 4:12-13.